Well, what do you guys have to do to reverse the Illinois result from a couple weeks back?
I remember Coach saying that we needed to capitalize on our transition. We had got out and missed a lot of, easy points, or not easy points, transition points, so that would definitely be something. That was one of the few times we played pretty hard that game, even though other times we've downed our effort, so I think our effort was pretty good, even though you can always amp that up, and I'm sure it will because it's a lot on the line right now. So,
were you or Zach surprised by what Mike Weiner was able to do?
I had seen him this summer at the USA camp, and he looked like a future NBA player to me, so, I wasn't so surprised. He's really athletic, and he's 7'1", and, really he just had the size advantage. But I think we could still be able to guard him, and he's not guaranteed to have the game that he had by any means. I think that we could limit him and win the game, so, and I think that's what we intend to do.
Devin was just saying how last year's trip to Indianapolis seemed very big to him. Is there anything that you remember from that experience that still sticks with you today, or things that you feel maybe you could do differently this time around?
I mean, are you asking for his basketball-wise and just in the team?
Right. It was like, well, as you were getting ready to play that game against Michigan State last year.
I can't really remember nothing, significant. I remember us not being able to really warm up long, and I thought the court felt kind of a little funny, and I remember us losing, and I didn't really play much because of foul trouble. So, like I said, we wasn't there long enough, and we want to be there longer. We only stayed but a flash. The biggest thing I can remember is watching UConn play against Pittsburgh, and Kemba made that guy fall. I mean, we was all watching that and going crazy. But, I think this year I think we were a young team, and it was kind of the end of the season, and maybe we didn't have enough gas. But we almost won that game, and it was down to the wire. But I think this year we're going in with a totally different mentality, and we don't plan on just being there for one day. So.
Your man Gus is calling the game too.
That's my man. Then we got to be ready to ball if he's calling it.
You said you want to stay more than one day, but who do you think is going to win this tournament?
I believe every team is planning on winning the tournament, so I guess I don't know if I could put my money on anybody else. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Iowa. I think Iowa's going to win it.
4 games in 4 days, right?
If that's what it takes. 4 games, correct.
You were talking about the mentality being different. What are the things that you've noticed here over the course of the season that lead you to believe that the mentality is different this time around?
We have a better record, and we have a realistic shot of getting to the NCAA tournament. I'm not saying that we weren't playing for anything last year, but, we're 11. I think we were 11 and 19 at the time, 11 and 20. We were a young team. We hadn't really earned or, achieved some of the things we have this year. So I think it's a different team, in that sense, that it's just older. And this season is just different than last year. And, year by year, you want more. So if last year we got to this point, the goal is to do more than you did the previous time, anything you do. So,
do you feel confident, regardless of how this weekend turns out, that there is going to be some sort of postseason there for you guys starting next week?
From what I've been hearing, well, really, I'm not really sure that, I'm not into the – not that I said I'm not into the bracket and everything, but I kind of been, I'm still playing games. I don't have time really to be looking at what those goals look at, and that's not my job. And I heard the NIT was a real strong possibility. So, as long as that I'm hearing little stuff that we have something to play for, that's all I really need to know. And everything else is just, winning, they just take care of anything. Really, that's how you look at it.